It's 2026, and it looks like the focus has shifted from, can we use AI, to, how do we trust it? Here is your text, preserved exactly as written, but organized to reflect that new standard of quality engineering, software testing in 2026, the shift to operationalization. In 2026, the biggest change in software testing isn't that AI can generate test cases, that's already expected. The real shift is this: quality becomes an AI, augmented, measurable system, or it becomes the bottleneck. According to the World Quality Report 2025-26, generative AI is now the top skill for quality engineers. But tools alone don't deliver results. Many teams run GenAI pilots that never scale because they fail to integrate AI into workflows, metrics, and governance. The difference between 2024, 2025, and 2026 is clear. Earlier years were about experimentation. 2026 is about operationalization, where AI fits in the SDLC, how risk is controlled, and how ROI is measured. Key trends defining GenAI-driven testing. Intent-based testing. Testing moves from writing test cases to defining test intent, constraints, and oracles. Self-explaining systems. Self-healing automation evolves into systems that clearly describe what changed, why it failed, and what evidence supports the fix. Intelligent triage. AI-driven flaky test triage becomes standard, but only when supported by logs, traces, and diffs. Evaluation pipelines, evals, emerge as the new unit tests for AI-generated outputs. Smart regression, change impact testing replaces massive, blind regression runs. Governed data, synthetic test data becomes a governed asset, not a shortcut. AI, risk testing, CAR expands into testing AI, risks like prompt injection and insecure outputs. Agentic testing, this grows, though many projects still struggle with cost and value. Observability-driven quality. Observability becomes part of testing, using production signals as quality evidence. The final verdict, ROI and governance. High-performing CAR teams stop chasing tools and start building a confidence stack, intent, evidence, evaluation, and governance. In an AI-accelerated SDLC, automation is no longer the goal. Repeatable confidence is. And the most valuable CAR professionals in 2026 are the ones who can answer, with evidence, are we safe to ship? Would you like me to break down how to build the confidence stack, intent, evidence, evaluation, and governance mentioned in the conclusion?